every week we have Ray on, we get a flurry of texts that read along the lines of, gee, it's easy not to like Ray for 2 hours a week, but he makes it impossible to hold that any longer. What a nice, well-spoken person, and his insights are fantastic. That's from Michael, and love Razor. He gets such a bad rap just for being himself. And then this one, you're a joke, Jared. Didn't go this hard after Eagles versus Blues the week before. The umps were worse. We did the free kick by free kick analysis of that game, all 12 of them, and pointed out how many errors there were. Carlton supporters make me laugh. A week ago, it was we lost. We got robbed by the umpires. Do your job and talk about the umpires, which we did. And then a week later, we won. Don't talk about the umpires. Don't do your job. Don't analyze them. Shh. It's not about you. It's about analyzing the umpires and whether they did their job at the moment. Sam Edmonds for Coach Nick. Contact Coach Nick and you may just change your business forever. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning to you, Jared. Hope you're well. I wanted to have a look at the Richmond Footy Club today. And it's hard to believe. There's only 8 weeks until the end of the season, Jared. We're all so fixated on the day-by-day and such is life in footy in 2020. But some big list management decisions are looming. None bigger than, and this is a path all multiple premiership winning sides face, isn't it? Is that who falls out? Who falls off the bandwagon when the rivals come sniffing? Now, the Tigers, they're facing something of a rookie list dilemma as they do exactly that. Grapple with a way to shield their talent-laden playing list from poachers. And their depth this year, in the face of an injury crisis at one point, has really caught the eye of rivals, sensing an opportunity to pick off players seeking more opportunity and or better terms. So Richmond, Jared, when you look at their playing list, they have the maximum six Category A rookies this year. And they are Jake Arts, Baker, Chole, Egmalisi-Smith, Marlon Pickett and Sydney Stack. So they're all good currently list regulars in Damien Hardwick's best 22 at the moment. They are absolute locks. Now, three of those rookies, Arts, Pickett, Egmalisi-Smith, are out of contract. Now, under AFL rules, players who have been on the rookie list for 2 years or more can reject another rookie contract and become unrestricted free agents. But if rookie spots are cut next year, as is expected will be the case, it's going to put Richmond under enormous pressure to make room for those rookies on its primary list, which at the moment are capped at 40, but there's no certainty remains so next season. And then you got the senior list of players, Jack Graham, Nathan Broad, they're out of contract. The yet-to-debut Riley Collier-Dawkins, he's without a deal for next year. He was their first pick in the draft in 2018, still yet to make his debut. You got Oleg Markov out, Toby Nankervis unsigned for 21. He's got that syndesmosis injury as, you know, the emerging Ivan Soldo holds the fort as well. Graham's in demand at a number of clubs, Jared. Adelaide have come knocking, Essendon have come knocking. Broad has been one of many there who have been made to take less and will need to keep doing so if he wants to stay. And we know Bashir Hooley is a star, but he's on the one-year deal. So Blair Hartley, he's the man at the steering wheel. I tell you, Jared, such is the depth of talent at Punt Road, he may as well be steering the Titanic. You know, they've put the shutters up at the moment on the contract talks. They're awaiting the AFL's verdict on what the list size and the salary cap looks like next year. But not long to go. The clock's ticking, and we know Dan Butler's gone. Brandon Ellis, Reece Conker, they've been among the departures in recent years. And as I said, this is the path the multiple premiership-winning sides must travel, Jared. And I just wonder who's about to fall out at season's end.
It's as good a rookie setup as a team's probably ever had to have such consistently appearing players in that group, isn't it?
Oh, you tip your lid to them that they are the category rookies who are available for selection on a whim at the moment as per the rules. But they are, if they're not stars already, some of them, they're well on the way to being. And Liam Baker's had some sort of season. Jake Arts has emerged as well. And we know what Pickett and Stack can do. So those guys, Jared, rightfully so, will want places on the primary list. And they're status in the game is befitting of that, and it's going to be oh so delicate as to how Blair Hartley and the Richmond list management team go about it at season's end with so much uncertainty around what they're actually capable of.
Do you have a gut feel when there'll be a declaration over list sizes?
No, we're all guessing, Jared. Keep getting to it's the old Neil Baum two weeks at the moment. A lot of speculation in the player management space around what it will look like. Some saying the primary list will be 38 and two rookies. Some are saying it'll hardly change at all. If industry expectation is anything to go by, Jared, the changes will be minimal, both to the salary cap and the list size, which I think is the glass half full view. It's what we all want. But that's the verdict at the moment, according to most people you speak to.
Terrific. Sam, thank you.
Thanks, Jared.
So you've posted the details of that at sen.com.au if you want the fine print and the full analysis there. But Sam Edmund, our chief sports reporter on, well, it's a delightful problem for Richmond to have, but it will be a squeeze if the rookie list is reduced from here. Coach Nick's expert planning and guidance can help reinvigorate your business. Go to coachnick.com.au. Here's Meredith with the news.